Welcome, everybody. This is Lisa Sasevich. Thank you for joining us today. I am showing it's 12:58, so I just want to give a moment for everybody to get on the line. We have some pretty crowded lines today, and we see a lot of you coming in through the web. So it looks like, once again, we've struck a chord with something that has a lot of interest for you, especially, you know, here we are in January, just starting out 2012, and all of us are looking at, what am I going to do this year to really get out there with my work, to make the biggest difference, and to have a massive breakthrough in my own financial abundance at the same time? I think if that's what's on your mind, it makes a lot of sense why you're on this call today. So again, if you're just joining us, I see many of you are. Thank you for being here, and this is Lisa Sasevich welcoming you to our call. We're going to go ahead and get our official start. Today's call is my personal sassy insider secrets to designing and running your very own high-ticket mastermind, mentorship, or group coaching program this year. As many of you know, and I know there's many of you on the line that already have your own following, you have people that love your work, and you're thinking about how can I serve these people on a deeper level and really work with the people that, you know, that I love working with and show them how to take whatever they're doing further, whether it's with their health, their relationship, their career. And you might have been thinking about that question, and then you're seeing out there that there are programs where people are training people in a group coaching program, sometimes referred to as a mastermind program, a mentorship program, or just flat out called a group coaching program. Well, on this call, what I'd like to do is I'd like to show you behind the scenes really the magic that we've been using to create our mastermind program, our group coaching program, which we call the Sales Authenticity and Success Mastermind. Now, it's known as the Sassy Mastermind for short because my name is Lisa Sasevich, and if you look up sassy in the dictionary, it means a lot of things that matter to me and a lot of my clients. You know, it's about being inspiring, taking inspired action, and being distinctively smart and also stylish. So we like all of those things. And so the Sassy Mastermind was born about 3 years ago. And I just want to say right up front, this is not a call to join the Sassy Mastermind. Open enrollment is not open. We only open it twice a year, and I'll tell you more about that. So this call is not for that. I don't want anybody to be disappointed because I know there's some of you that may have hoped that's what it was, but the Sassy Mastermind is not open for enrollment at the moment. We are nearly 100 members strong, and we're known in the industry really for being one of the most in-demand, results-producing, hottest mastermind for women entrepreneurs and very smart men. I say that because we tend to attract a lot of female entrepreneurs, and you know, there's a handful, 20 or 30% of our members are men, and they've really gotten a lot out of really seeing what is it that makes the female entrepreneur tick. You know, if you're going to be selling to women, you'd better understand them. And since that is one of my areas of expertise, we've had some very smart men jump on into the Sassy Mastermind too. So again, this is not a call to join a Sassy Mastermind, but this is a call if you're just joining us, really for you if you're an author, a speaker, a trainer, you're a messenger, you're an expert, you have expertise, you're a trusted advisor, you're an entrepreneur, a heart-centered entrepreneur, someone who wants to make a difference doing what you love, and you've had dreams about being able to serve clients with a high-end coaching mastermind or mentorship program. So, and by the way, if you don't know me, I really did only announce this to those of you that are receiving my e-articles and newsletters, so I won't spend a lot of time on who I am, but just in case somebody forwarded you information about this call, my specialty is really teaching entrepreneurs how to make big money doing what they love and how to do it in a way that's not pushy or salesy. And so the people that are in our mastermind program tend to be interested in being able to build a business like that. So I've been able to, in the last 36 months, using exactly what I'm going to teach you today, we have done over $10 million of sales, and I work from my home. I have a 5- and 8-year-old. I take them to school at least 3 mornings a week. My nanny does the other two. You know, we do homework at night. I mean, I have a really wonderful lifestyle. We travel all over. This year we have Africa and Australia on our radar. And I've been able to do it really using exactly what it is that I want to show you on the call today. We've been able to touch people all over the world and really have been able to create the life of my dreams. And I want to share this with you because, you know, that may not be what your dream life looks like. I know 10 years ago my dream life was, you know, traveling 300 days a year, and now my dream life is living in a beautiful place, having time with my children, and traveling at my discretion. So I want you to use today's call to really think about what that would look like for you, and then we're going to show you, you know, really the secrets of what we did to build it. You know, if I had a nickel for every time someone asked me, you know, Lisa, how do you run that high-ticket group? How do you handle nearly 100 members? How do you keep the intimacy? How do you make sure people are trained well? And the thing that I think has people scratching their head the most is, you know, we're in the third year of the program now. We actually have people that renew year after year. We have Sassies, we call them, in their third year of the program. We have a nearly 50% renewal rate, which I have to tell you, because I have been a member of other masterminds, it's unheard of. People tend to go, they spend their year, they go away. But we create a tribe and we create training that I just haven't seen or heard of matched anywhere. So typically what happens for people is they get this idea that they want to start a group training program, and you can see if this, you know, relates to you or anybody you know, and they may have, you know, it's a lot of work to get it going, so some people don't even make it into actually having the program. They just do all that heavy lifting, and then the thing flops. Or they actually get some members, and now they're locked in with these people for a year, and one of two things happens, or both. Either the members feel shortchanged and unsatisfied because, you know, they're just not getting the results that they had envisioned. They're not getting what they had hoped from the program. So somewhere there was not a clear expectation set out. Or on the other side, the leader was really happy when they sold the program. It's always great to make that kind of money. I mean, just to give you guys a vision, if you enroll 6 people into, let's say, a program that's maybe breaks down to $1,500 a month, so you're looking at like an $18,000 year, which is, you know, a third of what it would cost just for 1 year of college. So if you know, that's like over $100,000 a year just from 6 new clients that you'll serve during that year. And I'll break this down for you further as we get into pricing. But I mean, it's thrilling to have that happen. You think, wow, I just enrolled 6 clients that I get to work deeply with for a year, and I'm going to make superstars out of them, and I just did 6 figures, and if that was your goal, you know, you barely have to do anything else for the rest of the year but serve those clients. But what ends up happening in many cases, and I've had, you know, plenty of clients that tried this, and, you know, before they worked with me, and then I get them when they're wanting to change it, and you know, they're crying in my office that they feel overwhelmed, they feel drained, and the work is just much more and much harder than they thought, and it's not turning into what they wanted it to with the client. They've got clients that are upset, complaining. So what I want to do is show you what we do to make the program work, to get this kind of renewal rate, and frankly, to do, you know, we've done $4 million of sales using this model last year, this year. We did $2 million the year before. So it's working. And I think when something's working, it's worth sharing. So this is an in-depth training if you're interested really in learning what we do to have that happen. Now, what I'm going to cover is I first want to go through 5 elements that you must include in your group program to attract the right clients, so that you can deeply serve them in that program all the different ways that they learn. And what we found is if you miss any of these elements, you really run the risk of having your students feel like they didn't get what they paid for, and you could face refunds. And when you're playing a high-ticket game, because these programs generally run $10,000 or more, those are not easy refunds to swallow. And the second thing is I want to show you, once they're in the program, how to keep clients engaged and participating. We've learned some things about how to have people really producing results and engaged. The third thing, I want to share a couple of things about pricing that everybody I see is just doing it the opposite of what I believe really works. So for some of you, this will be the biggest takeaway from the call, but I don't know. There's a lot of takeaways from this call, so hard to predict. And then the big question, of course, the drum roll will come when I share with you really the number one way to quickly and easily fill your high-ticket group program. And the great news for those of you worried about filling your program is you do not have to be a super slick salesperson to pull this off. You do not have to be a, you know, world-renowned internet marketer to pull this off, and you do not have to spend your life on the phone making sales calls or muscling people into your group to pull this off. So I've got some really good news for you. Coming, you know, about three quarters into the call there. And then as a bonus, I was thinking about this earlier. I want to give you my top tip really on how to inspire your ideal clients to say yes to themselves and join your program. So, just want to remove the struggle. I always say invite pursuit, and I want to show you how to invite pursuit when it comes to people joining you for this kind of high-ticket program. So you're in the right place. You are in the right place if you've been dreaming about this but haven't taken action, and 2012 is your year. You're in the right place if you are getting excited about the idea of being able to secure an entire year of income by filling one group and knowing that there's actually a somewhat formulaic way, a system for how to do it. And you're in the right place if you know that your best work comes when you get highly committed clients that are invested, that love what you do, and that you can really work in partnership with, because that's what this model is really, really about. So, if you love what I'm saying and you want to keep working with me to have your own group come to fruition, before we finish the call, I will show you how you can get more. But I wouldn't worry too much about that right now, because we've got a long way to go before we get there. So, again, if you're here, you're in the right place. This is Lisa Sasevich's Insider Secrets to Designing and Running Your Own High-Ticket Mastermind Mentorship or Group Coaching Program this year. And we're going to roll right in to the first thing I want to share with you, which is five elements, and you definitely want to grab a pen here, five elements that you must include in your group program to attract the right clients and really keep them served all the different ways that they learn, and have them really feeling like they got what they came for, because they will. So the first one is, when you are going to take people into a group program, and I'm going to use the year-long model. I have clients, I have clients that will work with women and do a nine-month model. You know, sometimes a nine-month kind of strikes a chord with us ladies. We've created a lot of amazing things in 9 months. So there are 6 months and 9 months, but just, you know, for the sake of today, I'm going to stick with a year, and this can all be massaged, again, to fit what you want to build. So the first thing people generally want when they come into your mastermind or group coaching program, I'm just going to use the word mastermind, is they want access to you. You know, there's something about you that attracted them, and they would like to be able to pick your brain, is how they usually say it, or get your mind on their business. So you need to create opportunities for them to be able to have that from you. Now, in our mastermind, we have quite a few ways to do that. Like I said, we have almost 100 members, and all of them have access to me in structured ways. The biggest ways that they receive access to me is we have retreats. Now, depending what level, we have a platinum plus, and a diamond level. Depends on what retreats they get to come to. Our platinums have two retreats per year. We space them out about 6 months apart, and at the retreats, there's always Q&A and hot seat time. The other beautiful thing about retreats is it's different than a live event where they may have met you in the first place. At the retreats, you know, I'm not in front of you know, tons and tons of people. I'm in front of my mastermind. Now, ours happens to be almost 100 people, which is the size of a lot of people's events, but we've still figured out how to have the intimacy. You know, if we have 10 people at lunch at 10 tables, I bop around. I'll sit at two or three different tables during lunch each day. We have open time where, you know, we're doing different activities. Sometimes we do sassy activities. I mean, we've done sailing and we've done the racetrack. So we have time together. And then at the retreats, we always structure Q&A and hot seat time. So what we found is even with a group, you know, that's larger like ours, the people who really want the hot seats and have the questions get them. And it's amazing because everybody will think that they're going to use all that access to you all the time. But then what happens when they actually get into the program is they kind of need it at different intervals. So they might not be working on much 1 month, and then the next month they're right in the middle of a launch and they have a million questions for you. And we have found that one of the ways to give access is at retreats, and the second way to give access to you is monthly Q&A calls. So we have 90-minute calls where people can submit, our members can submit their questions in our online forum. It's a special closed forum just for our members, and they can submit the request to be on a live hot seat. They can submit a question where we don't even bring them on live. We just answer it. They can also raise their hand during the call and ask questions. So we take questions in three different ways, and I answer those. And I can tell you guys from 3 years of doing this and at up to 100 members, sometimes our membership's over 100, sometimes it's slightly under, there's never been a time where we haven't been able to answer all the questions that came through. And I want to teach you a little backup plan. If you need more time, you just schedule office hours. If I ever found that I wasn't able to give access to everyone who wanted it on our scheduled structured ways, like our Q&A calls, I would just simply put it out there to them that, hey, there were so many questions, we didn't get to them all. We're doing office hours tonight, tomorrow, the next day. And I would open the line for another hour. So you can set an expectation. People can use it. I call it consume the buffet. It's really up to your members to consume the buffet. You know, you're gonna lay out there everything that's available. They need to come and consume it. And if it turns out they were really hungry and there wasn't enough food on the buffet, which we've never had happen, but if it did, we would just schedule office hours and extend the buffet a little bit. And then the third way to give access to you, of course, is through one-on-one work. And the way it works in our program is that if people, the more one-on-one people would like from me, then the higher level they can enroll in the mastermind. So at the platinum level, they've got the Q&A calls, we've got the retreats, and I'll tell you more about other ways that we work together. Those are just simply the straight open access. And then at the platinum plus level, we have Day of Magic, where we work together. We come together to work on their business. And at the diamond level, they're having monthly calls and half days at my home. So it really just depends on how much they feel they need. Literally, what I can give someone in 10 or 15 minutes on a Q&A call can keep them busy for a month. They don't even want to talk to me again for a month. So, and in your area of expertise, I promise you it's the same way when you really dig in with someone. So number one element is access to you, and I gave you three different ways to do it. You can do it retreats, Q&A calls, and one-on-one. Number two is structured training. Structured training. Now, I've learned some really cool things about this beyond what you might expect. Structured training for us, we do a monthly call, and it's on a training topic having to do with being able to make big money doing what you love. So we have calls on working with affiliates, calls on speaking from the stage, calls on how to structure teleseminars, calls on how to launch your first product. So there's monthly calls. Now, a tip, something very cool that we learned that can save you a lot of pain. Don't do 12 a year, do 10. Why? Because if you're going to follow this model and have two retreats, you really don't need a training call and a Q&A call the same month that you have a retreat. So you should take a break from the training call during the retreat months. Do 10 calls per year, and then the other two months, you're getting together live for, you know, two or three days anyway. That's probably enough for people. Now, the big thing about these structured training calls, this is one of my very hot secrets. I want you to write this down This comes right out of Event Profit Secrets, which is really where I teach people, you know, so many ins and outs of how we structure our masterminds and our events. One thing that you want to do with your structured training is you don't want just a random group of training. It needs to fit under the promise or the outcome that they registered for with that mastermind. So with our mastermind, you can hear it right in the name. It's called Sales, Authenticity, and Success. That's a great idea when naming your mastermind. You know, one of my clients, Linda Jones, has Live Wealthy and Smart Inner Circle. I love it because you know what you're going to get. It's for women who want to live wealthy and smart. She teaches about investing. Right? So it's a really good idea to name your mastermind something that really speaks to the transformation or the outcome people are going to get from being in it. So ours is Sales, Authenticity, and Success. What you want to do is you want to structure those 10 trainings around the promise of the mastermind. So the promise of the mastermind, if it's Sales, Authenticity, and Success, all the trainings are going to be around having that happen for you. I call it an umbrella vision. So when you come, if for any of you who've been to any of my live events, we've got, for example, Speak to Sell Boot Camp coming up in May in Vegas. The first time in Vegas, for those of you who are surprised. We've always done it in San Diego. And then we had Impact and Influence last October here in San Diego. I always teach a piece called the Leveraged Progression Plan. It is what I call, it's about building your road to transformation. How will your clients access you at different levels? It's my take on that old model called the funnel that a lot of people are still struggling with. It's different because they don't have to work their way through, you know, a free download and then a $10 product and then a $97 product and then a $497 product. And then, you know, what I love about the road to transformation or the leveraged progression plan instead of the funnel is that people can come and access you whatever level they're ready. So I have people that hear me speak free and then join our $100,000 diamond mastermind. So they don't have to do all the steps in the middle of the funnel to get there. If they hear me, it's just what they've been looking for and they're ready. So we lay out that vision and we show people how the whole leverage progression plan works, and we show them how to build the road to transformation for their clients with their own work. Now, we hand that all to you at an event, but it's, you know, it's not something you're going to build overnight, right? Rome wasn't built in a day. So the mastermind offer is really about us working with you for a year to accomplish that. So you each need an umbrella vision. What is it that people would work with you for a year to have happen? And then your monthly training calls are basically dividing up the steps that it takes to make that happen. So our 10 monthly training calls are all about the elements that you need to have in place to create your own leverage progression plan. You know, many people who are in our mastermind would like a business that is like mine. Now, they don't want all of it. They don't want to do everything I do, but they'd like to speak from the stage. They'd like to, and close 5 and 6 figures in 90 minutes. They'd like to lead teleseminars from their home and access thousands of people all over the world without having to fly all over the place. So they model those pieces of my road to transformation. So you want an umbrella vision that you can be working through the year, to be able and have those calls structured to fulfill that. I hope that makes sense. This is really the first time I shared this on a training call where I'm not sitting face to face with you in a live audience. So I'm hoping that translated well. Maybe some of you guys can jump onto my Facebook fan page and let me know. It's lisasasevichfan.com. You just go to the URL, lisasasevichfan.com, and you can share what you're getting out of the call and stuff like that. And I'll take a peek so I get your feedback. Okay, number 3, unstructured access to each other. So the first thing was access to you. The second thing was structured training. I'm recommending monthly training calls, do 10, skip the retreat months, and have them all tuck under a bigger vision, an umbrella vision of what they're building with you. And then number 3 is unstructured access to each other. So here's something really fascinating I learned, and there's just no way you could learn this unless you were in the situation I put myself in, and most people haven't. So I joined a $100,000 mastermind 3 years ago, and it was the best thing I ever did. It was really what lit the fire under me to catapult the way that I did. I went from $130,000 in sales to $2 million in 10 months. And then doubled that the next year. So, I mean, I highly believe in not only having but being in a group coaching or mastermind program. So one of the things that people that you need to structure in is unstructured access to each other. Now, the next thing, number four, just so you know, is going to be structured time with each other. So I want to differentiate those, okay? Number three is unstructured access to each other, and number four is structured time with each other, a.k.a. mastermind time. So let's go with the unstructured access to each other. Why is that important? I cannot tell you how much transpires at our retreats and on our online forums and in our private Facebook forum. Those are three places where we give our members unstructured access to each other. And, hey, even if you have six people in your group, I mean, I'm in groups where that are that size. The value of the tribe is something that most people do not recognize when they register. So this is not a good marketing hook. But what happens is once they're in, it's the thing they value most. So we give people access to each other to say, hey, who do you use for social media? Hey, do you have a good therapist? You know, who takes your pictures? What do you guys think of One Shopping Cart or Infusionsoft? I mean, these are the day-to-day things that if you can set up structures for them to access each other, they're going to get so much more than, believe it or not, even what they could get from you, because they're going to get different opinions and they're going to get quick replies, and it starts to form a tribe. In Sassy, this has gone so far that people are actually pushing each other's books to bestseller. They're helping each other promote their preview calls. That is one of the beauties to being in a larger mastermind, is just the tribe alone. As a solo entrepreneur, it could take you years to be able to do the things we can do for each other because of our size. So unstructured access. Some of the ways you can give unstructured access is and give people the value of their tribe is you can have a private Facebook forum. We make sure there's time at retreats that are not where we're in the front of the room. So these are time where they are able to go to dinner together, do work with and on each other. And then we have a Google group. This is a wonderful free tool where, for example, our Platinum Plus, we have eight members in a Platinum Plus group, and they are all grouped together in a Google email group. You can look these up. And it means you send one email to the Google group address and all eight people get it. It's a free tool, but it's wonderful. And in the diamond level, we are all on the Google group, and I'm in that group. So all day long, you know, I'm seeing what's going on with my diamonds, and I'm seeing, you know, I reply where I can, and many times I'm learning from their reply. So unstructured access to each other. Now, I want to highlight what I just said, because if I didn't highlight it well enough, some of you will miss it. And it's such a huge marketing point, okay? So you guys are going to need to sell these programs, and I need you to get this. Edge of your seat for this. What happens is what they want when they buy is number one. So they think they just want access to you. You're the expert. You're the guru. You're the trusted advisor. They want access to you. So when they buy, they have to see that they're going to get access to you. But once they're in the door, what's going to become invaluable to them is access to each other. And that is the balance, my friends, that you have to strike. You know, you've heard the term, sell them what they want and give them what they need. So they want access to you, and they do need that. You have to give that. You'll want to give that. But they need access and connection to each other, and they don't generally know it when they come in. But I have to tell you, when you interview people going out the door, or what they want more of, they say, oh, we want more time at retreats with each other. So, and that leads us into number four. And that is structured time with each other. So it's different to have unstructured, where they can just be on that Google group and be emailing questions all day, and it's not monitors, it's not a training. Then there's number four is structured time with each other, and we call that mastermind time. So this is a pet peeve, you guys, so please listen up. And you gals, don't call it a mastermind if they're not going to be masterminding. Mastermind is a very specific thing. I first learned about it when I read the book Think and Grow Rich, where Napoleon Hill talks about the collective brain. It's the dynamic of when you put more than two brains together, a third brain emerges. And thoughts and ideas, and if you believe in angels and muses coming to the party, I believe they do. And if things happen that you could have done one-on-one or just, you know, tried to work with a coach for a year, and you get 15 minutes with a mastermind, and magic gets created that is unexplainable. So if you're not going to include mastermind time, then do a group coaching or a group mentorship program. But if you're going to call it a mastermind, please, mastermind. So you need to structure in time with each other. And what's different about the mastermind time is it's structured. You're putting people together with a guided agenda. So you'll say, okay, you know, everybody gets 15 minutes or 40 minutes in front of the group. And, you know, you may be shocked to hear my diamonds get about 45 minutes each in front of the group of our, let's say, you know, there's 6 to 10 of us in attendance. And they may get that, you know, 2 days in a row. And you might think, oh my gosh, they're paying all that money and they get 40 minutes of focused attention. Let me tell you something. When it comes to having the collective brain focused on your vision and your next move, 40 minutes is about as much as a human being can handle. I remember when I was in my mastermind, I was in a mastermind in Maui, and it was my turn, and I think it was about 20 minutes in when the entire structure for six-figure teleseminar secrets, the idea for it, the launch, the whole thing came out. I mean, I could barely didn't know what to do with the other 20 minutes. I think what I ended up doing was making an offer to the other folks because they were all asking me how to teach them how to sell from the stage. You know, I ended up using the rest of the time to make them the people who wanted to work with me from the group an offer to do that. I think I, you know, I mean, honestly, I just didn't. It's very powerful, and it's kind of like having a baby. You can talk about it all day long, but until you've actually been in the process, it's hard to understand how it actually is. So just make sure to include structured time with each other where they're together, you time it, they get so much time each, the structure is held, and it's everybody's attention on one person. And the fifth thing starts with an A. It's accountability. So the fifth piece is accountability. The reason people come into the group is they've been trying on their own and it hasn't happened to the level that they had hoped, right? Or it has happened and they're kind of, I know for me, sometimes I just reach my level of my own vision. You know, I can only vision as big as the thinkers around me and the experience I've had. So sometimes I think, you know, I'm ready for my next level of visioning. I need to get into a mastermind that has thinkers that are bigger than me. So, you know, that's the reason to step up, to go platinum plus, to go diamond, to make sure, you know, to go platinum. If you've been doing it on your own, in our group, you're going to step into a group of people that have invested $18,000 to $24,000 for the year in themselves. Can you imagine how committed they are? It's just a whole different thing to be in a tribe where people are that serious about, in our case, it's about getting their blessing and their work out into the world and be paid well for it. But, I mean, in your case, it could be about their health, about it could be about their relationship. It could be about their finances. It could be about creating passive income. And when you get with a group that has invested that kind of money around a particular subject, you are going to move light years. So accountability is important because people need a place to make promises and then to come back and say whether or not they accomplished that promise and then to repromise. So some of the ways that you can have accountability work, and I'll tell you how we do it, we use the small group. So we have I have a training director who manages the small groups. She comes on with I'm thinking our small groups are about 8 to 12 people. They may have grown to more actually in the group, but not everybody shows up for every single call. Everybody has different schedules. So the one little tip is you want to make your small groups a little bigger than how many you actually want on the call. So if you feel like you need, you know, 6 or 8 to have a good call, you better put 12 or 15 in the group. everybody shows up the first one, and then, you know, people start traveling for different things. So you always record them so that people can listen later. So we have a small group call every month on top of our training call, on top of our Q&A call. And we also have an accountability form that people can use to track their promises and to track their time. They each get time on the group. Other ways I've seen it work well is buddies, an accountability buddy. And then we also structure in accountability to yourself. So we do exercises where we have a certain set, a certain process for people to identify their goals, and then we review those at retreats and update those, and also on the small group accountability calls. Now, there are certainly automated ways. There are, you know, programs that are out there that are all around accountability. We haven't really found one yet that is customizable the way that we need, you know, but it is something that we're looking at for our own program as well. But our online forum actually does a pretty good job with our form and our small group calls. So so those are the five. You want the access to you, structured training time, unstructured access to each other, structured time with each other, also known as mastermind time, and accountability. And I'll tell you, I tried to look at this and see if I took any of these out, what would happen. And frankly, I think that all of them play a very important role. The structured mastermind time with each other is just as important as the time that, that people get directly with me. I think that they all blend together, and that's what makes a fabulous program. There's lots of ways to structure a program. I'm sharing with you what we have found to be successful and to create, you know, success story after success story. If you look at the page you came to sign up for this call, you'll see six- and seven-figure entrepreneurs being created left and right using this structure. Now, the next question is, how do you keep your clients engaged, participating, and producing results? This is obviously crucial if you want any hope of having a great reputation and having people renew. So there's three things that I've learned about this. The first one's about engagement. When I first did my the first mastermind, I waited a little too long to have the first retreat. And I think people having too long just being, you know, they sign up for this group program, they have this wonderful vision of the tribe, and then they're alone at their desk for too many months. So the first tip is, you want to have the first live retreat fairly soon after they register. So if we have a registration period, for example, we had one at the end of October. We have a retreat coming up next week in January. So, you know, it was people register at the end of October. They need 2 or 3 weeks to wire money, get their finances together. There's usually about a two-week period for those people that want to pay the, you know, they pay their deposit on the spot, and then there's about a two-week period to get their payment in full. And then we're into Thanksgiving and the holidays. So we get people together as soon as we can. And so for us, it was an end of October registration and the retreat in January. So I'd say within 90 days of getting all your people on board. Again, I know people with very successful 6-person programs, and I know people with very successful 16-person programs and 60-person programs. So have your live retreat quickly, and what that does is once people meet in person, they fall in love with each other, they gain deeper connection, there's a face with a name, and the magic starts happening. All of the magic that this is a little hard on the ego sometimes, but I've come to learn that sometimes there's even more magic happening between them when I'm not around. I love to think all the magic happens just because I show up with my expertise, but the beauty of the mastermind is that there's tons of magic and miracles and breakthroughs happening for people from the tribe, big or small. So have your live retreat quickly. Number two, you want to group people up in different ways. So this is a little tougher with a small group, but I'd say if you have even 10 people, you can do this. What we do in our mastermind, to give you an example, sometimes we have exercises where they get together in what we call their gig family. Their gig family is all the people in the group that are marketing to the same people. So everyone who's marketing into education would get together. Everyone who's marketing to, you know, in the health and wellness would get together. Everyone who's marketing for business development would get together, sales and marketing, because those people are speaking to the same audiences. So we group people up so that they can find out who else in the mastermind is going after the same audience as they are, and that way they can help each other. They can say, hey, go speak here. Let me give you this name. They can speak to each other's list. They can do joint ventures. But then we also group them up in their small accountability groups, which they're not. Those are not by gig family. Those are just really by when they entered the program. They're people that are tracking, you know, their year in SASE at the same time. And so we group people up, and then we have other exercises where we group them up completely randomly for SASE activities that are more about personal and spiritual development than business development, and they get to know each other that way. So why does that matter when it comes to the secrets to having people engaged, participating and producing results? Because they end up very quickly building the relationships within the masterminds, and it keeps them engaged and supported. And then as far as, you know, producing results for the whole year, aside from now being connected to the different people in the group, the third thing is the accountability groups and the accountability forms. So whatever method you use, there has to be a way for people to acknowledge, hey, when I started, I had 200 people on my list, and now I have 1,800 people on my list, and it's been, you know, 3 months. So the accountability forms help to track progress and keep people moving. There's nothing like speaking something out loud to make it happen. Take some water. Hold on. Okay. So these are big, big things we've learned, you guys, and I'm kind of just handing them to you on a simple silver platter. But, man, if I can save you from some of the school of hard knocks, then it was a good day for me. Okay, third, this is so different, if I do say so myself, but I really want you to listen to what I have to say about pricing strategies. And my intention with this is I want to show you pricing strategies that serve both you and your client at the highest level. Now, this is one of the places I get the most questions about how to price your mastermind. And today, I'm not here to cover how much you should charge. Today, what I want to talk to you about is more about the strategy of how to structure the charges. So you will have to establish for yourself what you think your program, you know, is. Don't go with what the market will bear, because that's generally a very old model. It's really, you know, you will need to establish when you look at the transformation that you offer over that year-long period, what is that worth? You know, for us, we know that at the approximate $20,000 level of our platinum, we know that the transformation that we're going to offer, the strategies and the tools, we know that people can, you know, go from nothing to six-figure businesses right away, and so we know that it's underpriced. But we also have to acknowledge that the person standing at the door looking at coming in, that that's a huge leap for them when they're starting at nothing. So what I want to show you is two things about pricing strategies, structuring. The first one is that I think it's a really good idea to offer both a paid in full price and a payment plan price. So, for example, we have our tuition for Platinum, which at the last offering, can never promise what it is going forward, but at the last offering was $24,000 for the year, basically half of what would cost you to go to 1 year of college, and you wouldn't come out of that year with the structures in place to make money doing what you love. Basically, you'd have like 1 of 4 years down. So $24,000 for the year. If a person decides to pay in full, then they can actually save at the last offering $6,000 right off the bat. Now, I don't know anywhere that's giving that kind of interest. If you know of somewhere, you should definitely let me know. But, you know, that takes the program right there to $18,000. So in their mind, somebody just needs to reconcile that getting their work in the world is worth an average of $1,500 a month to them or not. Right, and think of all the other things that they may spend that $1,500 a month on and get nowhere. So So that's the first thing, is you want to offer a paid in full and a payment plan, and the paid in full should always be a major incentive. Why would we do that, right? We could make more money if we just push people toward the payment plan. This is what I found over all the years that I've been both participating in and running these programs. The people who pay in full, there's just this magical thing that happens. They put the investment behind them and they get to work. I say they come and they consume the buffet. The people on the payment plan, and there's nothing wrong with people doing a payment plan, but I encourage paid in full because when I see people struggling, it's usually that they hit a hard spot and now it's time to make the payment. And they're evaluating, am I really getting what I, you know, hoped for out of this program? And it's almost like they have to go through the mental pain of reselling themselves every month. Whereas when they pay in full, that's just behind them, and they tend to just go for it and really dig in. When they're struggling and on the payment plan, sometimes people are timid about consuming the buffet that we put out. So that does not serve them. The other thing is, it's really awesome to have to just have that behind you, and there's no, like, you as a mentor becoming the financer and having to have those conversations with a client when that's really not what your relationship's about. Your relationship's about you blessing them with your expertise, right, and them consuming that from and with you. So we have an unheard-of paid-in-full rate in our program. You know, over 90%, I think at last look, you know, there were like 5 people out of nearly 100 who were on the payment plan. The payment plan's great, and when, you know, if somebody chooses that option, it's no problem. But we have so many bonuses, discounts, and incentives for the paid in full, and what we love is that our people go for it, they consume the buffet, and we're not spending as a business tons of time on all these complicated client service issues when people get, you know, into a low spot and they can't pay. Now, why would I mention a low spot? Because, you guys, it's going to happen. Being in a year-long program is like choosing to climb the Himalayas. You know, you start out and you're marching, and then you're going to hit some tired spots. You know, there's going to be rough spots. There's going to be weather that you weren't expecting. And then the sun breaks through, and it's beautiful, and you get a burst of energy, and it's like the most ecstasy you've ever experienced in your life. And then, boom, you know, it snows that night. So you need to know that if you're going to take people on for a year, they're going to hit highs, the best highs of their life because they're so highly invested, and they're going to hit lows. And you need to be okay and ready for that. This, you have to kind of get out of that you're going to solve everything in a month mentality, or you'll drive yourself crazy, and, you know, people will think they're failing when they're really just in process. So I love pay in full. I always incentivize for pay in full, and that's my first tip. Even though there's more money for you in the payment plan, I think you'll have people who do better when they pay in full. And then number 2, a quick tip. This was one of the high points for people on a call I did about a month ago, so I want to bring it up here in case you weren't on that. Write this down. Don't make the payments the same length as the program. Don't make the payment intervals the same length as the program. So if you have a year-long program and it's $18,000, do not make it $1,500 a month. That gives people the false impression that it's a month-to-month program, and it's not. It's a year. They're committing to a year, like going to college for the year. So to avoid that confusion, you want to make it like 7 payments. You know, maybe it's 7 payments of whatever it is, $2,500. I can't do the math with 2,000 people listening on the line, but break it up, make a deposit. So, you know, something that's a stretch. So it might be, I think we have a $3,000 deposit and then 6 or 7 payments of a few thousand dollars a month. There's no confusion that this is not a month-to-month program. The other beautiful thing, and this is an unexpected client benefit. We don't even advertise this, and yet our clients get this benefit. Think about it. What happens if you stretch and you're paying $2,000 or $3,000 a month to be in a mastermind for 6 or 7 months, and then all of a sudden the payment is gone, you still have 5 months in the program, and you are used to generating $2,000 or $3,000 a month more than you used to. You were finding that money for 6 or 7 months. All of a sudden, you can use that money now in your life or in your business. in our case, we're hoping people will use it to, you know, get a team, leverage themselves further, and that's what happens. And I'll never forget with my Diamond program, I paid in full, but I took financing from a bank. So whenever I hit the rough spots, I wasn't looking at my mentor. I just had to deal with it. I needed to keep paying the bank. That was my strategy, which I highly recommend. It was so amazing when I made that last payment, because all of a sudden, that 8 or 10 grand a month, I was pulling it out before. I kept pulling it out, and it changed our life forever. We never went back. So yet another reason for you to consider not only offering a mastermind, but for some of you, it may be high time to be in one. Okay, now, this is very exciting for me. I want to show you the number one way to quickly, let me make sure to recap what I just said. I'm sorry. So pricing strategies, I just want to make sure you guys got the 2 points. Again, this is likely the opposite of what you would naturally do, but paid in full is better than payment plan. So offer both, because some people will need the payment plan, and that's fine, but make sure to have major incentives on paying in full. You'll have a lot less administrative nightmare. And that's the first one. And number two, don't make your payment intervals the same length as the program. We don't want it to be confused for a month-to-month program, because it's not. Okay. Now, obviously the other big question we get aside from pricing is, how am I going to fill this program? Right? How am I going to quickly and easily fill my new high-ticket program? And as I shared with you earlier in the call, the great news is, you don't have to be on endless sales calls. You don't have to strike up a massive, you know, worldwide internet marketing campaign. I want to tell you what I have found to be the number one way to fill my high-ticket program, and that is to get people who already love you into a room together. You want to get people who are already enjoying your work into a room together. Now, there's a word for this. It's a four-letter word. It's a four-letter word. It's called having your own event, E-V-E-N-T, having your own live event. Now, before any of you shudder with fear and run off the line, I want to invite you to stay and listen to what I have to say about using the structure of an event to fill your program, your own mastermind or group coaching program for the year. Because, you know, this is where I had the light bulb go off. I want to tell you what happened, because if I can help your light bulb go off, I'd so much rather give this gift to you now than have you come back to me in 3 more years and say, I wish I had done this that day I was on your call. What happened to me is I bought a virtual program. So I learned with somebody over a teleseminar about their expert, what they were doing. And then they offered an event that you could come and learn the exact same thing they were teaching on the teleseminar at an event. And you would think, well, who would do that? Well, you'd be surprised. There were maybe 25 people in that teleseminar, and 18 of them showed up for a 3-day weekend, a 3-day event, so that we could go deeper with that master. We could go deeper with the teachings. Toward the end of that 3-day event, I watched the person, the trainer, offer those 18 people the chance to work together for a year, right? Gaining more of that expertise. And now this particular person, he structured it at $1,500 a month, and that was kind of how I learned not to do that, because people didn't stick. But of those 18 people, and this was a very simple offer, nothing fancy, no dancing girls, no bells and whistles, you know, it was like photocopied black and white form, and, you know, no big fancy PowerPoint. But the work was good, and it was obvious that if you kept working together, you could really, really recoup your investment. So 6 of the 18 people signed up. Now, if you do the math, you're going to find that 6 people times $1,500 a month is $9,000 a month. If all those people stick in it for a year, that was $108,000 a year that this person just added to their income. I know for some of you on the line, you would love to do that for the whole year. That's your six figures right there. For some of you, you would be talking bigger numbers, more people in a room, and you can quickly see how that 100,000 could become, you know, 10 times the numbers. Get 180 people in the room and make 10,000. Right? Or also known as a million. And that is what I did. After I saw that, I got 100 people in a room, and we did $1 million in mastermind sales. So I have spanned the gamut from doing this with very small rooms and, you know, to doing this with very large rooms. Well, they're not even very large, considering there some people put thousands, but, you know, what I know about doing this has, I mean, we had 400 people in a room last October, and we had $2.5 million of sales. It's because of this knowledge and how simple I can make it for you that when I teach people how to put people into a room, give them great content, and then enroll them into a high-ticket coaching and mentorship program, the masters come to learn from me. And for some of you that were there last year in San Diego when I first rolled this out, it was called Event Profit Secrets. It still is. You may have seen that who was in the room that bought a ticket learning from me were other masters at their own craft, like John Assaraf from The Secret, Larry Binet, who runs Sang, Dove Barron, Brian Tracy's general manager, Robert Allen, amazing masters that I have learned so much from in my lifetime came to learn from me how do you put people into a room, serve them deeply, and then inspire the right people to step forward and become your clients for a year. And many of those people that I just mentioned have had or are about to have their own event using this model. So I'd like to take a few minutes because there's a few steps to being able to fill your high-ticket program. And if you want to have one, you can't just design it. You've got to be able to fill it. And if you are in front of your computer, I actually have the steps written down. And I also want to invite you to come and find out and work with me. Find out how do you fill your own event and then structure it in a way that you can end up at the end of those 3 days with your own mastermind program. And literally, you guys, and I have had so many clients do this now. I think I can say hundreds, but I would have to confirm that. You can literally put a small amount of people in a room and do your six-figure year. You can put a bigger handful, 100-plus people in a room, and do your seven-figure year. It's so within the reach of every person listening to this call that if you would allow me to show you how in your reach it is, you would giggle and you would be shocked. You know, I'll never forget when Robert Allen came to the event and he was back in the back of the room at my VIP table. We didn't know each other yet, but we've become dear friends since. And, you know, I remember him standing up when I was showing how to monetize the event, how do you invite people into your mastermind, and his testimonial is right on the page. So, and, you know, he gave it to me, you know, with the blessing to share it. And he shared with me, if I had had what you're teaching 30 years ago, you know, he's like, you added a zero to my income. And he's a multimillionaire. So come with me and let me show you the steps to eventprofitsecrets.com. eventprofitsecrets.com. And we're going to do two things. The first thing I'm going to do is just point out, just walk you briefly through the 9 steps that it takes to really be able to have your own live event. Whether you do this with me or not, at least you can come to this page, you'll know where the steps are, and you'll know what it takes. You'll be able to confront the reality of how simple it can be to fill and structure your event and then to create your 6 or 7 figure payday. So I want to show you that. I'm going to invite you to come to this event. It is happening March 1st and 2nd in San Diego. It's a Thursday and a Friday, so you can still have your beautiful weekend in San Diego. It's very limited. This event was designed to be just for my Sassy Mastermind members. And then we designed it to be just for my Sassy Mastermind members, plus 100 people who are highly invested in actually doing this. So there's the Sassies plus 100. So we basically end up with somewhere between 1 to 200 people in the room. Imagine being in a room with that small that has the list that I just told you, right? The John Assarafs and the Larry Benets and the Dove Barons and the Brian Tracys and the Robert Allens walking around. The access at this event is incredible. Why? Because this is not a free event, and this is not an event where you can pay $1,000 and get in. This is an investment. Okay, we do have a payment plan. This event is $4,997, and you can see at eventprofitsecrets.com, testimonial after testimonial, the people who came last year, Andrea Lee, you know, she's been in the business 10 years. She did this event. She learned this training. She did $500,000 off of her first two events the first year. There's Robert Allen talking about the extra millions that this has brought to his business. Tara Marino, she flew in from Paris, had 37 women in her event later, teaching women how to be feminine, right, elegant femme, and did six figures in a weekend. Linda Jones, same thing. She was a diamond client. She came to this event. She followed it. We give you the playbook. I went to her event. It was in Palm Springs. She had under 50 people in the room, broke six figures, and has this awesome group of high-level women that she mentors into wealth. Pamela Bruner. I mean, you can just go down and see everybody that used this from last year at eventprofitsecrets.com. So two things I want to do before we wrap up is I want to show you what we're going to be covering in Event Profit Secrets, and whether you plan to come to Event Profit Secrets or not. I only do it once a year, and every year people are like, oh, I wish I knew. You know, well, I'm telling you, it's March 1st and 2nd. But I want to do two things simultaneously. I want to show you what we're going to do there, but I also want to show you the steps that you'll need to do, whether it's now or later or just in the someday land. I hope it comes out of someday land because of what you see on this call. But you should see the steps that it takes so you can confront, wow, I could do this. And then I want to teach the fifth thing that I promised you on this call today, and that is the bonus, which is my top tip on how to inspire your ideal clients to say yes to themselves and join your program. So there's a piece I want to share with you that really has people be able to say yes to themselves on the spot instead of waiting. Okay, so that'll be our last piece, and then we'll wrap up. So if you'll come with me again to eventprofitsecrets.com, and by the way, if you're just getting started, it's not too early to be looking at this. You could do Event Profit Secrets in March and literally within 6 months be standing on your own stage, and you can still break your six-figure year this year if you get started now on really putting the pieces in place. So go to eventprofitsecrets.com and scroll down. Scroll past all the wonderful testimonials. Say hello to Robert and Linda and Deborah as they scroll, and Pamela as they scroll by. And they'll see there's our Sassy Mastermind. That's one of our groups that have come through of wonderful heart-centered entrepreneurs. Scroll past, picture of me hugging someone, and then you'll see day one. So it's there in red. There's three boxes. If you get down to the present and the baby's butt, you've gone too far. If you get to the green present and the baby in the baby's butt, you've gone too far. So go up a little bit. So let me show you just a sneak peek of what it takes to fill and structure your event, and then what I call show me the money, actually create your mastermind and have your six- or seven-figure payday. I'm going to walk you through these real quick, giving you, of course, valuable tips along the way. I'll make you an offer to come and join us. It's coming right up, you guys. I mean, March 1st and 2nd is like 6 or 7 weeks away. So we're going to incentivize you to go for it today, and you'll see there's major, major incentive to do that. And that's it. You know, the event sells out like it did last year, and we'll be there together in San Diego with everybody else wishing that they had. And then we'll come back, and I'll show you how to have people say yes to themselves on the spot. So here's the way it works. this is the process you need to go through. Again, you're looking for the blue boxes with the red writing. It says day one, Thursday. It's going to be all about getting them there, and I want to teach you some things right now about the steps that it takes to fill and structure your event. First thing we're going to do is I'm going to show you the secrets to positioning and marketing your event. It makes me so sad when I see people doing everything right, but they didn't position the event to draw in their ideal clients. So you have to make sure, for example, that the name says what it is they're going to get. Event profit secrets. Kind of obvious, right? Six-figure teleseminar secrets. Speak to sell boot camp. There's some really cool events out there, and it's very sexy to pick one word for your event, like shimmer, but nobody knows what that means, right? So it's a lot harder road, and I want you to be able to have a smooth road from the beginning with your marketing. So we're going to get clear on your event promise and how to find it so you can get out of the gate like a racehorse. Next thing you have to do, module two, is going to be how to create an amazing experience for your ideal client so that this is not just a place where, you know, they're coming and you're going to pitch them your mastermind. Whether they buy from you or not beyond the event, they are going to say that your events were the best events they ever came to and that they learned so much. And we'll show you what it is you need to put in place. I'll give you an example. One of the things we have is literally a whole language, right? You walk through our doors and you are on Planet Sassy. That's part of our languaging. We speak a certain language. You breathe a certain air when you're with us, and it's part of why people come back over and over. And we want you to create that for your tribe. The third module is how to leverage your time to stay focused on your area of genius. So a lot of you are going to get started and try to do a lot of this yourself. There are a lot of pieces that you need to do yourself, but there are a lot of pieces that if I were your mom, I'd be slapping your hand if you tried to do them yourself because it's not smart. So I want to show you exactly what you can give away, how to do it economically, and how to stay focused on the pieces because, you guys, we're putting our head down here and we're focusing on a 6- or 7-figure payday and having amazing clients for the whole year. So this is worth focusing on. Next thing on day one is module four, the biggest question, but how do I fill the room, right? Everybody else is struggling to fill the room, but for some reason our events are selling out every single time. So we've got some obvious strategies, and those of you that are collecting every email I send may have pieced a few things together, but let me tell you, there's a lot of things we're doing that you never see. Not so obvious strategies for, you know, in the industry is called putting butts in seats. Now, I love your butts. I don't mean to like you to feel like a number. It's just an industry term, okay? So there's things you can see, but there's a lot that you can't see. You know, there's special videos that we're sending to special groups of people that you may not be in, so you don't see those strategies. But I want to peel back the curtain, and literally what I do is I say, okay, there's 400 people in the room. This is the breakdown. This many are, you know, came as a guest, and this is how we structure it. We don't do get free guests. You know, this is how many came from my programs. This is how many came from speaking. This is how many came from these other secret things we do. I will show you, this is the cool part, I'll not only show you how we fill the room, but we give you every single backup email and sample and marketing piece to go with it. So I don't just say we send out this campaign. I say here's the 6 emails that, to model that go with that campaign. So I should warn you, you need to bring an extra suitcase because the book for Event Profit Secrets is 3 inches thick. We give you everything we do. That's why it's a $5,000 course. Module 5, this is about how to get your own crystal ball. So once you get people in a room, you know what they're looking for. You know what their pain is. You can customize your mastermind offer, oh, my God, to be exactly what they've been looking for. We don't just take a crapshoot. I mean, when we make our mastermind offer, we have found out what our people most need, and we design it to give it to them. And we use the words that exactly the words that resonate with them. And it's because we listen to them. And I want to show you how to listen to your audience as well, even if you're just getting started. Especially if you're just getting started. And the last thing on day one, and the 6th step that everybody who wants to accomplish this would have to take, is it's one thing to sell an event, and this is going to sound crazy. I couldn't believe it when I learned this, but you got to make sure people actually show up. I know it's hard to believe, but just because they registered, it doesn't mean they're actually going to come. You make the sale, and then you've got to do what we call stick 'em, stick strategies. And if and when you decide to come to our event, you'll see our stick strategies in play. There's a lot of things we're going to do to have you remember, why did you register today? I know you were excited today at 2 o'clock, but, you know, in 90 days, you could forget. So we show you our top 5 stick strategies so that the people who register actually show up. They're not refunding. They're not forgetting. They're not asking to pass their tickets on. They're not only showing up, but they're asking to bring guests, and they're having other people register, too. So, again, I'm not just going to tell you the strategies, but in the binder, you get the actual emails, the actual pieces that we send, the actual copy. This is worth the price, worth its weight in gold, maybe even platinum. So that's the first 6 steps. That's what we do on the first day. And then in the evening, and by the way, this is a VIP red carpet event, so we feed you beautiful, warm, healthy meals both days, and we feed you dinner. Part of what I want from you for this event, think about it, everybody. Okay, think this through. Everybody in the room has paid handsomely to come learn how to have events. Do you think this might be a good place to network so that you can speak on their stages? We have people that come to Event Profit Secrets just because they want to meet the, you know, 1 to 200 people that are planning to go out and have events. I actually can't think of a place where you could meet that many people that were planning to have events. Even if they never have an event, do you think they might have an audience you could speak to by a teleseminar or a webinar? I'm telling you, the contacts that happen are insane. So what we do that night, we feed you dinner, it's included, red carpet, and then we have a Q&A and hot seat and sort of open coaching, because I am committed that you get what you came for. So if there's something you were looking for and didn't happen yet, you tell me. You know, I let you know right away, you know, yes, this is covered tomorrow at this time. And you'll see as we go through this call all the ways that we make sure that happens. Okay, quickly, day 2, the last 4 pieces of the equation, the formula for being able to fill and then monetize your own events. Again, all in the name of ending up with a year worth of wonderful clients and a year's worth of income from 3 days, from 1 weekend. Module 7 is show me the money, baby. This is all of my strategies for monetizing the event, a million ways from Tuesday. I call this tic-tac-dough, as in money. And what you're going to do is I'm going to actually give you this poster-sized handout, and I'm going to show you literally how do you open, what do you say in the morning, what's the spot that's after lunch the first day, why is it so important, what's your big money spot, where do you put your speakers, when do you make your mastermind offer, should you have testimonials, what do you do after you've made the offer, how do you make maximum profits from that 3 days while still having your clients leaving saying, I learned more and that was the best event I ever went to. So this was the place where they all shot up in the back of the room. I remember Brian's guy shot up, Larry shot up, Robert shot up. They were like, this is incredible. You have, and what happens for people is they see that I make it so easy. Can I tell you guys a secret? You know I'm going to. You're going to find out that if you've got enough content to lead a 5-part teleseries, you've got enough content to have an event of a lifetime and really serve your people deeply. And I'm going to show you how that works. Okay, so there's the show me the money. That's day 2, module 7, all the strategies for how you make money, from ticket sales to mastermind sales to speaker sales to product sales and more. And, again, do we just tell you about it? No. We give you every email that we send, the speaker contracts, everything we use. Now, module 8, there's going to be the people in the room, but guess what? A lot of you have never thought of all the people outside the room that also could be learning from you and buying from you. So I want to show you how to touch lives all over the world by parlaying off the event you're already having. Okay? This is not just about packaging it up and turning it into a bunch of videos. We have many strategies on how we take people that are not even in the room and they become some of our best buyers. And this is one where I can't reveal the whole thing to you on the call right now, but I encourage you, if you're already having events or you want to make sure to maximize your effort, to come. I'll tell you one of the strategies, because if you're on my list and you're following me, you see it. You saw it in October. We do a backstage pass, right? We're sending you guys videos. You're seeing what's going on in the room. Do you know how many people end up buying and becoming part of the mastermind or part of our other programs because they enjoyed the backstage pass? Most people are leaving hundreds of thousands on the table because they don't understand these strategies. And again, we give you every email and timeline on how to do it. And Module 9 is related. It's about adding 5 or 6 figures after the event. There are ways that we open mastermind enrollment when it's possible after the event. There are things that we do with the content. I want to show you how to not stop at the event, but how to take everything that you've done and monetize it further. Again, this is the place when people come consult with me privately that they're just stepping over hundreds of thousands of dollars. And last, Module 10, make your mastermind offer. So what I did is I watched my own videos from the last 2 years where we sold $1 million to $2.5 million, literally from me being on the stage for 45 minutes. And I broke down my process. And now I've been able to teach it to person after person after person. All these people on the website have used it. It doesn't just work for me. It works for you. It's kind of like my Speak to Sell. You can use my Speak to Sell bootcamp to get on other people's stage and close for 90 minutes, you know, close wonderful sales and give great content. This is that on steroids. This is how you take a whole room at your own event and you offer people to join you in a 5- and 6-figure investment. So I'll show you what you need to do before. There's a lot of setup to it. How you need to relate to the audience, what you need to put in their hands. Should you use video? Where? How? Should you use live testimonial? Where? How? The scripts for that. We make it just plug and play. It is, I remember Linda Jones when she did her event told me, and same with who else? Brenda Norman. These are some names you may know now because they've been using events. It elevated their mojo, right? Pamela Bruner, Andrea Lee. They just picked up the playbook and did the event, play by play, page by page. So that's the 10 steps, guys. That's what we're going to do. That's what you need to do with or without me. Way, way smart to just let me hand you everything. You need to come out live March 1st and 2nd, 2 days. Meals are on me. That's one of our bonuses. So we'll take care of everything, both lunches and your dinner. And to make for sure that you get everything, our second bonus that you'll see there, and look at that cute baby's butt, we're going to have a butts and seats extravaganza call after the event. So for all of you that were there, what I do is I want to do like a cleanup round so that you heard the 2 days, you've filled in your tic-tac-toe, you know your event promise, you're scheduled, you're going to pick a date, you're going to be ready to go, and then you're going to be like, wait, what did she say about filling the event? So we're going to get back together, and I'm going to give you a bunch of creative out-of-the-box strategies, plus remind you of the ones from the event, and answer your questions about filling the event, kind of once again on the other side of you having been to my event. This is the top questions we get, so I just want you to have plenty of space to feel confident about it. Now, we have a couple of things. This is what I teach and this is what I do. We have a 5-pay available for you guys just until Friday. So if you want to get on our 5-pay, you can scroll down. And we make 5 easy payments. We're doing a trust exchange here with you. We know your payments are going to extend beyond the event, but we also know you're going to get so much that, it should be a no-brainer. It always is with our clients. So you can do the 5-pay. And then, of course, there's incentive for paying in full, just like I taught on this call. The next 21 people who register, I want to give you something. And then stay tuned. I'll tell you about how to have people register on the spot for your programs. But I want to give you something. I paid over $12,000 just for the legal agreements that it takes to run an event safely from start to finish. So the mastermind agreement, the one where, for your privacy, the one to be able to reuse the material, they're all there. And you're, of course, going to need to have your legal look at them because we all live in different states and, were doing different things. But if I had had this to start out with, I probably would have paid, I don't know, a fraction. So we're going to give you the templates right from my lawyer, the very exact things that we use, as a bonus for the next 21 people who register. The second thing is, and this is something we learned from last year, is that people wanted to bring their team members. They brought their event planner. They brought their VA. They brought their partner. They brought their spouse, because we know it's a big deal to take on an event. Now, we're going to show you how to do it where you're playing on house money. We're going to show you how to do it so that literally when I go into my events, they cost me nothing. I've made the money up front, and I'm going to show you the model. But you need people. You are going to need someone to help you. So we're also offering this special bonus of half off for a team member, spouse, or friend, right? Somebody that's going to support you. So they will get, after you get your ticket, you'll get the offer to have somebody who's going to support you come for half price. Now, we always offer my sassy, I love this training guarantee. So if you get there, you go through the first day and you're not blown away, you can take a wheelbarrow because your binder of stuff is so heavy. You can roll your binder to the back, give it back to us if you're not blown away by the end of day one, and we'll give you your money back. You can just give us our materials back and don't come to day two, and everybody moves forward. We've never had it happen, but, hey, we just want you to know that you're protected. So that's it. That's Event Profit Secrets. Again, eventprofitsecrets.com. Like I said, I just got off the phone this morning with one of the top six best-selling authors of our time who's like, I don't want to find out about this after it's too late. You know, how do I get a ticket? So I'm already stocking the room with the extraordinary level of people that I mentioned earlier in this call. The question is, are you going to stock yourself into the room so that you can have this kind of access? I want to give you the last piece, I promised, and then we have a couple questions coming in that I want to take, and then we'll wrap it up. The last piece is, I promised you, I wanted to give you a tip on how to inspire your ideal client to say yes to themselves and join your program. And here's what I really believe that people need to see, okay? They need to see the cost of waiting. So when you are, whether you're selling from the stage or at your own event, when you're making your offer, you really do a disservice if you don't lay out for people the cost of waiting, right? Like if somebody's going to come and do a communication workshop with you and you don't tell them that, look, yeah, you might not do it in March, you want to do it in May, but what if your marriage is, you know, gone by then? What if your teenager has made a really bad decision by then? Is it worth waiting those 90 days? And, you know, you can apply this. You don't have to be showing people how to make money. You can apply this, you know, to any kind of work that you do. What is the cost of them not accepting your offer? So I want to make sure you structure that in, whether you're offering your mastermind program or even just offering from the stage, you know, anything that you do. And I want you to look at that as you're looking at Event Profit Secrets. Let's just try it live, right? I do this once a year. What is the cost of you not being in that room on March 1st and 2nd? You know, how many one-on-one coaching sessions do you have to do to make 100 grand? How many of whatever it is that you're selling or offering would you have to do? If you're brand new, would you rather start out meagerly taking people in one by one? Why not start out as a market leader? Why not start out? You know, I love Linda's example that I spoke of earlier because she came out of Wall Street. She could have just been taking people one-on-one, coaching them on how to be smart with their money and their investments. She went straight for it. She went for an event, and she did it. And you can do it, right? I love Tara's example. She flew in, you know, with her husband from Paris, went home, did the work to get 37 women in a room, and she is so thrilled about her investment. They both came to Event Profit Secrets, and they, you know, they both went for it. And, it, you know, it cost them a lot more than $5,000 because they came from Paris. They had to go back. There was two of them. But she said, your simple tip supported me by giving me the confidence I required to hold our first ever live event. And one simple tweak in our event promise solidified what we were truly about. I brought in six figures at our first event. So what is the cost? That's the question I want you to answer. What is the cost of waiting yet another year? It's the beginning of 2012. There's no reason you shouldn't be out there. And the minute you step on the stage at your own live event, your mojo goes up 100-fold. It's so different than being on someone else's stage. Someone else's stage is amazing. That's a mojo builder too. But when you want to cash in on all of your expertise and your mojo, you have your own event. So that's the thing, okay, you guys? Write it down. Always make sure that your clients are looking at the cost of waiting. And I want you to look at the cost of waiting. You're here today for a reason. What's the cost to you of waiting, right? Okay, couple questions we got about Event Profit Secrets. Again, eventprofitsecrets.com. Why is it limited to your SASEs plus 100? Well, since I started teaching this last year, a lot of people are having events. I can't teach 5,000 people and have them all run out and have events and, you know, we're all hitting up the same people. I mean, we're going to have people in the room that are way outside of our circle, but there's going to be people that are in the same circle. So I just feel like I want to price it where it's a little bit of a stretch for people and that the people who show up are serious, because it's part of my event promise that you're going to come into that room with people who are serious about what they're doing. What if you don't have time? I'm not really sure what to say about that. I just know that having your own event and then your own mastermind program is what will give you your time back. It will move you from scratching out one-on-one sessions and really free you as a wizard to be able to teach people your highest level of work in groups, which actually ends up serving them better, and I'll show you how to do that. And what if you're just starting? You know, this is a call you're going to have to make. If you don't even know what you're going to do as an entrepreneur, probably not for you. But if you've got an expertise and you're just starting out and building your business structure, man, I wish this light bulb had gone off for me years ago. So I would say if you know your expertise and you want to figure out how to be, you know, leading groups of people around that, run, don't walk. If you're just getting started and you don't even have a clue of what you offer in the marketplace, better to, you know, reel back and jump into something like my speaktosellbootcamp.com, speaktosellbootcamp.com. But this is really for those of you that are ready to be on the map as a big player. So I want to thank you. You guys have heard me say it before. You can't expect someone else to invest in themselves through you at a level greater than you've invested in yourself. So if you can't even imagine a $5,000 investment in order to add this new proven tool to your business, I believe you're going to be hard-pressed to go out in the marketplace and expect anyone to make a $5,000 plus investment to work with you. The energy, the dynamic exchange is just not there. You've got to know what you're asking people for. Now, I am not saying that if you spend $5,000 here, the universe is going to slap $5,000 back on you. Please don't misconstrue me. But I'm saying that when you stand there to make an offer and you've never accepted the type of offer that you're making, it's very incongruent and people can feel it. So this may be your stepping up point. I'd be honored if it is. For many of you, I can see from our orders coming in that I'll see many of you in about 7 weeks or so. I'll see you in March. It's in beautiful San Diego, and man, you know San Diego, right? 60 and sunny. I hiked this morning, you know, it's beautiful out. So make sure to not just come for Event Profit Secrets Thursday and Friday, but stick around at the gorgeous Coronado property that we'll be on Saturday and Sunday as well, because again, the networking itself is worth the price of admission. Thank you for joining me for Lisa's Sassy Insider Secrets to Designing and Running Your Own High Ticket Mastermind Mentorship or Group Coaching Program this year. Would love to see a bunch of you on my fan page, lisasasevichfan.com. And, you know, whatever it is you decide to do to get your blessing out into the world, my prayer is that a piece of what you heard today will help you with it. Have an awesome rest of your day. Bye-bye.